It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, two major sports leagues have suggested they might make a move that would impact tens of millions of TV viewers. Major League Baseball and the National Football League say they might move off network television and on to paid cable channels. And the reason? Tech startup Aereo. The company stores little antennas in a warehouse and then streams what those antennas pick up to your phone, tablet, or TV. Think of an internet version of your old TV rabbit ears. It costs $8 a month, and broadcasters have been suing Aereo all year, but Aereo has won over and over. Time Magazine's Sam Gustin reported on this week's Legal Brief. Sam, how you doing?
Doing well, Ben.
The NFL and the MLB are both scared by this company. Why?
Well, Aereo picks up free over-the-air broadcast signals using thousands and thousands of tiny antennas stored in a warehouse and then transmit those signals for $8 per month to its subscribers. And the broadcasters and the leagues claim this is a copyright violation that amounts to outright theft.
And Aereo's argument is what?
Aereo argues that it is transmitting private performances, and so far, several federal judges have agreed with that argument.
Do you think that there's any truth behind the threats of the sports leagues here?
Well, it's tough to know how much of this is saber-rattling, but there's no doubt that Aereo has the broadcasters very, very rattled. It's also an open question whether the Supreme Court will agree to hear the dispute, and we won't know that for several months.
What do you think is interesting about this?
Well, one of the interesting things is that on the one hand, the broadcasters want to argue that it's an irrelevant service that no one uses, and then they want to argue before the Supreme Court that it poses an existential threat to their industry.
Maybe if they just ignored it, it might go away, but they can't ignore it.
I don't know if it would go away, but the broadcasters are almost acting like a marketing agent for a company that they assert poses a great risk to their industry.
Sam Gustin, covering tech policy for Time Magazine. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
I saw slow motion video of a man running drunk on a treadmill recently and being slapped across the face. Apparently the slap is more likely to sober you up than a treadmill. The man sacrificing his body in the name of science was Adam Savage. And along with Jamie Heineman, he hosts the Discovery Channel show Mythbusters. Savage and his crew employ a lot of technology in their myth busting. And starting tomorrow, they'll set out on a techie month-long live tour. Mr. Savage, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
What have been your favorite myths to bust or uphold that involve technology?
Well, technology is usually there to let some process go on hidden in the background. And for us on Mythbusters, we're always trying to make the process apparent. So we have learned to try and never rely on a technological solution when an analog one is in front of us.
Can you give me an example?
Years ago, we did a story about bullets fired up. If you shoot a gun straight into the air, when the bullet comes down, will it kill you? So we went out to the desert. We set up 8 bulletproof lean-tos in a circle, all facing outwards from a center. We then put a gun in the center and fired it perfectly vertically. They could all hear the countdown until 60 seconds, and then we paused, knowing that soon we should hear bullets hitting the ground.
But you're having humans pretend to be a machine.
Exactly. We're using them in the place of some sort of listening device that's going to extrapolate all the math for us. Instead of it doing that, we had humans pointing, and that turned out to be the most amazingly robust device we could have constructed.
So much of what you do has a lot to do with science and technology, but you're also a bit of a skeptic, right?
Yes, yes. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool skeptic and critical thinker.
Where is the intersection of science and technology and philosophy for you?
I mean, right now, we're living in an age with obviously more science and technology in our daily lives than ever before. At the same time, those beautiful applications that allow cameras to recognize your face also allow our governments to surveil us and our privacy to be invaded. And technology is something that it's not neutral. You have to choose societally, culturally, how you're going to use it.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
I am incrementally a pessimist, but I see the international debate that Edward Snowden has engendered, and I think this is exactly where the discussion should be. So I would say I'm more optimistic than pessimistic.
You collect movie props, right?
I do.
What's the techiest movie prop in your collection?
My favorite techie prop is my fully remote-controlled R2-D2. As my best friend said when I started building it, he said, you know what you're doing. You're building a happiness machine. Because there's no way that you can actually be unhappy if R2-D2 is in your house.
Adam Savage, co-host of the show Mythbusters, Curious Mind. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I had a great time. Thanks for having me on.
And you remember the digital currency Bitcoin is created or mined through a process that uses up a lot of computing power. Well, an online video game company called Esports Entertainment LLC just agreed to a settlement this week. The reason? The company allegedly put a virus in one of its games that took over thousands of personal computers. The purpose of this network of enslaved computers was to... yes, secretly create and collect Bitcoin. Authorities say the company generated about $3,500 worth of the online currency, but the settlement, that was worth $1 million. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.